I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, with Halloween coming up next week, you may be thinking about a costume for your pet. If so, you won't be alone. According to the Humane Society of the United States, half of all owners dress their pets in Halloween costumes. Cute pictures of pets dressed as bananas, hot dogs, pirates, even a lion, complete with a long, shaggy mane, have been posted on social media. PetPlace.com has a great list of suggestions for coordinating costumes for owner and pet, such as Little Bo Peep with her dog in a sheep outfit, or athletes from rival teams, even an angel and a devil. All you need is a halo, wings, horns, and a tail. But do you suppose the pets really like those costumes? Some animals tolerate costumes pretty well, while others do not. If you're planning to dress your pet for the Halloween festivities, there are some things to consider for your furry friend's comfort and safety. Make sure the costume fits, not so loose that the animal can trip on it, and not so tight that it will restrict movement or breathing. Speaking of restrictions, make sure your pet can see and hear, too. The costume shouldn't bind or be secured with things like rubber bands, which can cut off circulation and cause permanent damage. It shouldn't have any small items dangling or that can be chewed off, possibly choking your pet. It's a good idea to try out the costume ahead of time in case the animal becomes anxious or upset by it. If so, you may decide to go with something simple like a festive bandana. On Halloween, there's enough going on that could frighten a pet without its costume adding to the problem. Keeping your pet on a short leash while you are outside is a must, and whatever else your pet might wear, don't forget that ID tag so others can help your buddy find its way home if you get separated. There's really no trick to it. With a little planning, you can treat yourself and your best friend to a happy Halloween. When you're speaking of pets,